As I stated earlier, the text for our meditation this morning is the Old Testament lesson from the first and second chapters of the book of Habakkuk, the prophet. What I would like to do is read some of the verses that are in between the chapter 1 section that was read and the chapter 2 section that was read. In the first section, we found Habakkuk questioning God, asking him how long God was going to allow this violence and killing and hatred and bloodshed on the earth. And that was his question to God. And this is the first portion now of God's answer to Habakkuk. Look among the nations, observe, be astonished and wonder. Because I am doing something in your days, you would not believe it if you were told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people, who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs. They are dreaded and feared. Their justice and authority originate with themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards and keener than wolves in the evening. Their horsemen come galloping. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping down to devour. All of them come for violence. Their horde of faces moves forward. They collect captives like sand. They mock at kings and rulers are a laughing matter to them. They laugh at every fortress and heap up rubble to capture it. Then they will sweep through like the wind and pass on. But they will be held guilty, they whose strength is their God. Habakkuk lived in a time of Assyrian and Egyptian domination of the what we would call the Holy Land. The Assyrians, of course, as we've talked about in times past, were a very, very, very violent people. They were known for their barbarism. And they were therefore feared because of that barbarism. They thought absolutely nothing of killing anyone who stood in their way. The Egyptians weren't a whole lot better, at least not toward the Israelites. And it is in this time, obviously, that Habakkuk is alive, seeing what the Assyrians and the oppression of the Assyrians is accomplishing amongst God's people. And God's people are quaking in fear. God's people are a very, very, very frightened people because of what is going on in their world. And the prophet finally goes to God and says, hey, how long are you going to allow this? When are you going to put a stop to this? When is justice again going to be served in our land? Don't you realize what's going on? Don't you see what the Assyrians are doing? Don't you see how your people suffer as a result of them? How long will you not hear? I cry out to you, violence, yet you do not save. And the answer of God comes in a very, very, very surprising way. God says to Habakkuk, look around. Look at the nations of the world and what's going on there. I'm working. I'm doing something in your day. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. I'm raising up the Chaldeans. I'm raising up the Babylonians. They're the ones, you know, who eventually took the people of Israel into exile, overran Jerusalem, ransacked the temple, took the people, forced them to Babylon to live, uprooting their entire way of life. God says to Habakkuk, yeah, the Assyrians are going to come to an end. Don't worry about it. Their end's going to come at the hand of the Babylonians. And things aren't going to be a whole lot better for you or my people, Israel, under the Babylonians. What kind of an answer is that? Certainly, when one prays to God and asks God to put an end to those which or that which breaks His law constantly, certainly one expects God to answer that prayer. After all, is not our God a God of peace? Will He not respond? Will He not end this violence? We look around in our day and age and we hear of senseless killing after senseless killing after senseless killing, and we say, how long, God, are you going to sit back and are you going to do nothing about this? God's raising up the Babylonians, He says to Habakkuk. What kind of an answer is that? It's interesting. And it's astounding that just before God says, I'm raising up the Chaldeans, He says, I'm working something in your day. I'm working. And these words of Habakkuk, this section of Habakkuk, stand up for all time, for all people who are living between that promise of God and the realization of that promise. In Habakkuk's day, it was the promise of peace. A peaceful existence for His people. In our day and age, it is the promise, of course, of heaven and a peaceful existence for eternity. But what goes on in the meantime? That's when we live, in the meantime. And that's when Habakkuk lived, in the meantime. Well, God came to Habakkuk, and He comes to you and me also. In our day and age, and He says, I'm working. I'm working, and don't think I'm not. And so with that assurance, we begin to look around and we begin to see how God is working. Working out His plan, and keep that in mind. He has a plan, not Habakkuk's plan. And God is working His plan. Now, we all have our own plans, of course, for our lives, our personal lives, and for the world in which we live. And those plans include a lack of strife, a lack of violence, security, comfort, peace. God says He's raising up the Chaldeans. And what He says thereby is very simply this. Instead of peace, there's war. But I'm working. That war, the Chaldeans, is serving me. Instead of security, God says, there will be violence. But I'm working. And that violence, you could rest assured, serves my purpose. Instead of good, there is evil. But I'm working. And you can rest assured that my purpose is being accomplished. Instead of health, there is sickness. But I'm working, and you can rest assured that my purpose is being accomplished. Instead of life, there is death. But I'm working, and you can rest assured that my purpose is being accomplished. Do you see how astounding these words are? What they tell us is very simply this. Evil and violence in this world are not evidence of God's absence. Rather, they are a witness to His working in judgment to carry out His purpose of calling this world to repentance. to the forgiveness which God has in Jesus Christ. Now, we look at what's going on in the world today, and even with what we see, we will not say God is absent. He assured Habakkuk he's working, even though it be through the Chaldeans. And he assures you and me today that he is working, even if it be through the violence and even hatred of this world. You see, God is always at work. Nothing slips his attention. And we are assured in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, that all things serve him and all things serve his purpose. We don't always understand, we don't always see. But that's why God says in the text we heard today read, the righteous will live by faith. In that firm belief that in spite of what my eyes are telling me, in spite of what I'm seeing, in spite of what I'm experiencing, God is at work, working out his good purpose in my life and in this world. The righteous will live by that faith, the prophet Habakkuk says. And to that faith you and I are called today. We live in the meantime. Jesus has ascended to heaven. Jesus has promised to come again. And in the meantime, we are assured through God's word that God is always working out his purpose here. And to that I cling in faith. Until that day when my eyes will behold what he has promised. Amen.